This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture calls it HPAIH5, highly pathogenic avian influenza H5, bird flu to you and me. Last year, it wiped out nearly 50 million birds in this country to the tune of $500 million in losses to the American poultry industry. It can be traced, this most recent global epidemic can, to a single lake in southeastern China where most migratory birds in Asia spend their winters, and while they're there, they mingle with domesticated birds from duck and geese farms nearby. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz took a little field trip.
It's early spring. The million or so birds on Poyang Lake will soon migrate as far north as the Arctic Ocean. More migratory birds spend their winters here on China's largest freshwater lake than anywhere else in Asia. But they're not the only birds here, says Nanji Wetland Nature Reserve Manager Wan Songxian.
There are farmers raising all sorts of poultry here, too. At this time of year, the wild birds look for food on the farms, and there's lots of contact between wild animals and domesticated poultry.
In other words, now's the ideal time for the avian influenza virus to spread. And a few miles away is the ideal place, a rice paddy filled with thousands of domesticated ducks. United States Geological Service's Diane Prosser says from here, the virus begins to spread.
It's going to move from wild birds into a poultry system where it has a capacity to mutate very quickly and into a different form.
Inside domesticated ducks, the virus can mutate from a non-lethal form into a lethal one.
Meaning that the domestic birds may have that same strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza virus or one that's, you know, slightly evolved, and that it's able to go back into the wild birds and infect them.
Infected birds then carry it thousands of miles away. That's what happened around 15 years ago when the deadly strain H5N1 began to spread, killing hundreds of millions of birds and hundreds of humans around the world, causing $20 billion worth of damage. That's why scientists from around the world are worried about Poyang Lake.
So in the Poyang Lake region, there's almost 9 million people. Plus, you've got this amazing situation, dynamic, like mixing bowl of people and wildlife and birds with all different levels of biosecurity, from the backyard farm to the very large, you know, highly commercialized biosecure farm.
The Mean family farm on the shores of Poyang Lake is more of a backyard type, with acres of rice paddies and thousands of ducks ranging freely. I asked the sister and brother team Ming Donlang and Mi Xiaoping if they're worried about the bird flu.
Of course we're worried. When wild birds come here, we're not allowed to chase them away or shoot them. They're protected animals. Years ago on TV, we heard it was spreading near here, so we kept our ducks inside. Each duck is worth $5. If one of them gets the flu, all of them could die and we'd lose everything.
Learning about a local spread of the virus over television raises the question, does the government ever visit them to inspect their farm or to help them prevent the spread of the virus?
No, nothing at all. The government doesn't do anything for us. Nobody is in charge.
Yes, they should do more, but never happened.
Guo Fusheng, who works at the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization in Beijing, admits China's government isn't doing enough to prevent the spread of the virus.
They did some sampling, surveillance around Poyang Lake, but it's not a systematic research.
China has required poultry farmers to vaccinate their flocks, but enforcement, says Guo, is lax. Quarantining infected poultry, as U.S. farmers were forced to do last year, is a challenge in a country where small-scale farms are the norm. China has, though, swiftly shut down live bird markets like this one when avian flu spreads to humans. This market in Nanchang, the largest city near Poyang Lake, is filled with ducks, chickens, pigeons, and other animals. This is a common sight in China because consumers here prefer to buy live poultry, partly due to a deep distrust of the quality of the meat from factory farms. But experts say this is an ideal environment for bird flu to circulate and mutate into a deadly human virus. Duck vendor Li Peixiang bristles at the very mention of avian influenza.
No. There's no bird flu here. Never.
Perhaps. But 2 years ago, two people died of yet another strain of flu that had never been fatal to humans. Chinese health inspectors traced the virus to live poultry markets here in Nanchang. Separate research identified Poyang Lake as a major source of that strain, and risk of more flu strains coming out of China will likely grow. Consumer demand for meat and poultry will rise along with China's consumer economy, and increased poultry production brings more opportunity of new avian flu strains to emerge. In Jiangxi Province, China, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.